Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Consequence Podcast Network. Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
So literally today, right before we recorded, we saw that they posted a choreography video for Rush Hour by Crush featuring J-Hope. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I'm so happy that they did that. Yeah, I know with Yoongi, we got that with that. And so it was so exciting to see how amazing this choreography is that we ended up getting a choreography dance practice video.
I mean,
we watched it together and getting to see J-Hope just like in this whole all white room with all the backup dancers. He used like different facial expressions.
Oh my God.
We had to watch it at half speed. We were just like freaking out, fangirling over him.
Right.
But just getting to admire the choreography because I feel like that's one of my favorite components of this collaboration in Rush Hour, the song.
Yeah, so super, super fun to see that. And like cool to see another like P Nation BTS choreography video, like you mentioned with that. And, you know, so loving this like BTS P Nation synergy going on.
Yeah, with the class.
Yeah. So super excited to talk about this entire song and more on this episode. On that note, welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Right. So today we're going to hang out for about an hour and we're going to talk about Rush Hour. We're going to get into the lyrics. We're going to get into the production, the choreography, the music video, all of that. And then at the end, we're going to get a little creative like we did in our last episode and tell you just a fall playlist that we have put together that is all these fall BTS songs that we think just are perfect for the season.
For sure. Oh my gosh, so excited to share that. But before we get too much into it, we do want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. But any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you for being here and for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much. It is still September, technically, when we're posting this episode. So we are still supporting Hope Bridge Korea Disaster Relief Association, which is going towards helping all of the flooding relief that needs to be going on right now in Korea and in the surrounding areas. So please continue to support and donate by going to hopebridge.or.kr/ENG. Thanks, Iconics.
Yes, thanks. Okay, so Rush Hour, it is written and sung by Crush, but it is featuring J-Hope of BTS. So if you don't know who Crush is, we're going to get into some of his history. So he's a South Korean R&B and hip-hop singer, producer, and songwriter. He debuted on April 1st in 2014 with the single Sometimes, and later released his first album, A Crush on You, on June 5th. So I'm already seeing some kind of like parallels. BTS debuted in 2013, you know, just kind of seeing some of that. Seems like they debuted around the same time.
Yeah, almost a year after.
Yeah, so his music often incorporates jazz style and instruments, but with a more modern flair.
Yeah, I see that for him just from listening to this song and like hearing a couple others from like preparing for the episode, and definitely has that jazzier style. So he started gaining popularity in 2014 and 15, but he really broke onto the scene in 2016, much like BTS, where he got his first win on Show Champion with his song Don't Forget. And then later on at the end of that year at Mnet in 2016, he won his first award, which was Best Male Vocalist. So that really kind of solidified his place in the music industry. And like you said, some like career parallels there with BTS.
Right.
Yeah. Super cool to find that out. By the way, 13 of his singles have peaked in the top 10 on Gaon Digital Chart, with 9 of his singles also becoming top 5 hits, including Just, Beautiful, Don't Forget, Bittersweet, and Sleepless Night.
I'm going to have to check out these songs because I haven't listened to Crush really all that much.
Yeah. I listened to a couple like in the car on the way to work this morning. I was just like, I need to, you know, familiarize myself a little bit. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I like them. You know, you should definitely check them out.
Yeah. To have 13 singles peaked at the top 10. Yeah. The Gaon charts. Heck yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah. So this song is Crush's first release since completing the mandatory military service in August of 2022. So he's just finished up and this is his first release back in the music scene. So Crush wanted J-Hope to work on this song with him as they share similar approaches for music. And during an interview with Soompi, Crush said, quote, "We've been talking a lot about music since a while ago, but while working on this song, I found similarities in our music tastes and what we aim for with music. So I proposed to J-Hope to work on it together, and it led to participating as a featured artist. I thought J-Hope would fit this song better than anyone else, so I wanted to work with him, and I think we gained synergy in many ways. J-Hope works so hard during the recording, sweating and not even using the restroom."
Wow.
He kept saying one more time, "I can do it better," which also reminded me of like the Arsa music video, like how he was just like, "One more time, one more time."
Relentless.
Or he did it with more. He's like, "One more time."
Right.
Yeah. He said, "And I realized that he didn't get into his position for no reason. I came to respect him as an artist. He also willingly starred in the music video. There were many scenes where I had to dance, and when I ran out of energy, he would give that energy to me."
Wow.
"He also monitored the music video with me and coached me, for which I am very thankful."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, Crush is speaking so highly of J-Hope
and
his contribution to this collaboration.
Yeah.
I love particularly that he mentioned during filming the music video, J-Hope giving him his energy and, like, you know, bringing him back up, which I feel like is so his thing.
It really is.
I just love that, like, he probably loved being able to do that for him in that moment too.
Oh yeah. Well, they ended up releasing a video where it was like a vlog of them driving, and Crush was driving, and you could just see the admiration on both ends. Like, J-Hope was really flattering Crush, and Crush is like, "What are you talking about? Like, you're one of the best artists of all time, and you're saying this about me." So yeah, you can see there's a lot of mutual respect and love there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love to see that collaboration go on. So as far as the production, J-Hope participated in writing the lyrics alongside rapper Penomeco, with Crush leading the overall composition, lyric writing, and production himself. And overall, the song has a very hip-hop, vintage vibe, but it's also energetic and funky, super upbeat and super fun.
Yeah. And you can feel that jazz influence in addition to those traditional hip-hop productions. There's some jazzy keyboard chords with some scarce brass instruments throughout, which you even see in the music video some. So that's really neat that you see that jazz influence that you kind of see with Crush's music in this song too.
Right.
Yeah, the production overall, though, really does suit J-Hope's, like, style.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why Crush had created this song and said, "I'm going to take my chances on J-Hope," because he absolutely fits it. And J-Hope also said he couldn't resist it once he heard it. He was like, "Absolutely, I have to feature on this song."
I mean, it's so him. It reminds me of, like, Ego so much.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's such his vibe.
It screams J-Hope.
Yeah.
So overall, it's just a really great collaboration for him, you know, specifically this song. It's just so particularly his style.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go ahead and get into the lyrics. Let's talk about what they're saying in this song. So I just want to preface Crush's first verse with saying, I feel like this is really about, like you said, this is his comeback song after military service. And I feel like that's kind of what his verse is talking about. Mm-hmm. So he says, yo, I've been walking on the street, yo, from UN Village to Hanganjin Station, past Itaewon over the hill, honking nonstop once I hit the road after work. It's been a whole 2 years of this. So I feel like that's so much his, like, 2 years of military service. Yeah. He's just all over the place, you know, just mm-hmm. wherever he needs to be. And he says, held my tongue for way too long, set my destination to the studio because I can. This is Crush Hour. Get out the way.
It's the latter half of this verse yep. that really gets me when he says that I've held my tongue for way too long mm-hmm. and he's setting his destination. Looks like he had to travel a lot for the military service. And now he gets to set his destination because he can to his studio.
Right.
That is just yes. great.
I love that additional line, because I can.
Because like, I can.
He's
yeah.
like, freedom. Yeah.
Right.
I
the
love
freedom
that.
To do it. Yeah. yeah. Looks like he's clearly been eager to get back to it, to get back writing music right. and
held
songwriting.
My tongue for 2 years. Right. right. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So in the pre-chorus, he says, we got to celebrate, leave it up to fate, no matter what they say or do, baby. Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do what you want to do. And he says, oh, let's go. So I feel like the pre-chorus really just prepares us for everything that the chorus brings. It really is this kind of like celebration, let loose, do what you want
yeah.
because you can. You
right.
know, like this is him getting to get back to his passion.
Yeah. And he's bringing the people together too. Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Which really
I'm
is.
Sorry, I wasn't even trying to add a BTS parallel here, but hey, ladies and gentlemen.
No, oh, I thought that too. Yes.
Yeah.
a little, we always have to slide in a little bit of like
right.
BTS
I mean, they just
parallels.
Appear
like
everywhere.
We're just seeing the parallels wherever they lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Hype universe has really expanded these days, yeah. you know?
So in the chorus, he ends up saying, so let me hear y'all scream, hippie, hippie, hop, just like that. Again, clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then hit that. Gather one and all, like, oh, traffic jam. Get up, get up. So let me hear y'all scream. Yeah. So he kind of repeats that again. Get mm-hmm. up, get up. And what I love about the chorus is, like, this is where the choreography really hits here. This
right.
is the choreography that's going viral, that everyone's doing dance challenges to.
Right.
So it really drives that. It prompts that with this chorus because of the interaction you get of, like, get up, the command
right.
of, you know, letting loose, screaming. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the
I love the hippie hippie hop.
I love the hippie hippie hop. Mm-hmm. I love the movement with it. And mm-hmm. then the clap 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 is like so fucking good. Like
yeah.
just where you need it, you know. It like you said, it really hits and the choreo lines up with it so well.
Yeah.
And the choreo is super attainable. I feel like anybody could learn it or
right.
learn a version of it like pretty easily to dance along with it. And it's just fun. Like this part of the song makes you want to move.
It does make you want to move. Yeah. And in the music video, you see them all dancing with like the group of dancers. But in the dance practice that we just got, you can actually hear the backup dancers contributing to the music. And
right.
you can hear them like say, clap, clap, clap while they're clapping, mm-hmm. you know, and you hear them do all those ohs and get ups and woes. And so, yeah, I could see like once he performs this in concert, if he gets the opportunity to do that, the crowd going crazy and being able
right.
to really participate in the song.
Yes, so yeah. interactive.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love the chorus so much.
Yeah. So let's get into J-Hope's verse. So J-Hope's verse, he says, yo, I've been walking on the streets, yo, from Seoul Forest and around the block. But wherever I go now, it's a red carpet feel, yo. Cameras snapping wherever I go, like flash, flash. Crowds of people feels like traffic. The future I'm envisioning isn't even insured. Y'all tripping, whole lot of freaks, and now Crush Hour, I'ma just follow his lead.
Damn.
I feel like there's a lot to unpack here.
That's a loaded verse.
It is a loaded verse, but in the vlog that he did with Crush, he was trying to really interpret what he felt of Rush Hour, like the actual terminology Rush Hour and what mm-hmm. that means. And yes, it's the busyness of the streets of like cars and traffic jams. But he really thought of like pedestrian, like walking and getting around town. So
right.
for him to be thinking of getting around during rush hour. He says everywhere I go feels like a red carpet. Like it's a red carpet feel. He's got cameras following him.
Yes.
I love that. And the choreo, he even kind of shows that he's flashing the camera, mm-hmm. taking a pic. That crowds of people around him feels like traffic.
Yeah.
Like just like the fans and, you know, the media around him feels like the traffic that's following him.
Yeah. I mean, what an enlightened way to look at the conversation or the topic of rush hour. Mm-hmm. Like to think about it in that, from that perspective.
Yeah.
I just think it's so smart, like J-Hope, to approach it this way.
Yeah.
He made such an interesting verse.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it's a different perspective on what rush hour is.
Yeah.
But the line that really got us, that we really had to think about, that we'd love to hear your guys' interpretation too, is the line where he says, "The future I'm envisioning isn't even insured." And I think we're kind of getting hung up on the word insured. Like, what does he mean by that? So just kind of seems like he does have a future that he envisions for himself, but that, you know, it might not be super secure. It might not be what ends up happening. Or
just as you're talking, I'm kind of thinking about how like insurance is something you can fall back on. Like, oh, if this happens, I have insurance, whatever.
Right.
So like his future not being insured, him saying he doesn't have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
Like whatever his future is, there's no falling back. There's no like net to catch him. He just has to keep going. Yeah.
That's kind of what I get from it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crush hour, so he's just going to follow his lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No stress on him. He's just going to lay back.
Right.
Yeah. And then we get into this outro that has both of them, and they say, "This is crush hour, crush hour, crush hour." Mm. And they say, "Watch out, watch out." And they're like, in the choreo, they're like acting out, like turning the wheel
turning
of a car.
The wheel of a car.
Like, yeah, it's
and
so good.
They're back to back to each other.
Right.
Really feeding off of each other's energy and vibe with just like the free dancing that they're doing together.
Yeah.
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 I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Longtime No See the Podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
So as far as the lyrics of this song overall, I feel like it's pretty straightforward. Like Crush is doing what he wants to do with this song. He's saying, hey, I'm back. It's his comeback after military service. He's back on the scene. And especially with this wordplay of crush hour at the end of the outro, this is crush hour. It's like, hey, everybody stop. Look at me. Pay attention to me. Like, and everybody is. And they're literally dancing in the streets with him.
Yeah. Into rush hour being, you know, that traffic jam, hustle, bustle, busy part of the day. This also makes me think that he's ready to get back to being busy and having a loaded schedule with writing and producing music again.
Right. Getting back to what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a great point. All right. Let's go ahead and get into this music video a little bit. Kind of, you know, have been hinting at it. So the setting of this music video.
We've been talking about it.
Like the whole time.
And the choreo.
Well, it's impossible to like separate the choreo from this song, I feel.
Right.
Yeah. So the setting of this is a video that captures this traffic jam caused by the crush phenomenon, which is just in this bustling city of people, and they can't help but to be captivated and sucked into this crush hour, and they join in the infectious dance on the street.
Yeah. So they're out in the streets. They're in this intersection of a busy city. You can see vintage cars, graffiti on buildings, speed signs, traffic lights. The setting, I felt, really suits J-Hope's previous music videos, such as Ego, Chicken Noodle Soup, Arson, and even Airplane. You know, you see those speed signs. I'm just like, I immediately think of Ego.
Instantly.
Yeah. The set really suited J-Hope's style, too. I think, does J-Hope like cars? Like, I'm just thinking like Chicken Noodle Soup with the cars and that, too.
Right.
I think about the really sexy car and Airplane.
Chicken Noodle Soup and Airplane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Him coming out in a car for Ego.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways. There was also this little tiny detail in the music video that I couldn't help but to notice, too, was when J-Hope comes on the set, when he goes in to do that, like, trio dance where he's up front. he goes past this like hole in the street, and it just like lights up in flames once he goes past it. And I just feel that it's so arson. Yeah. Like it just, I really feel the arson there with the fire.
Mm-hmm. Is this like a nod to like, is this an answer to the question at the end of arson? Is yes. like, is he going to let it go burn. Out or burn?
Burn.
And here he is. Here he is with the fucking collab. He's burning it.
He's burning it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love that interpretation. I would say yes.
Yes.
Like, I want to take it as a sign of that he's going to just keep the fire going.
Right.
He's not going to put it out quite yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that interpretation. Yeah. I'll go with it too.
So the backup dancers, what I found really cute is that they're all dressed up as people that you would see out on the street. So there's construction workers. There's a group of marathon runners, which I just find yeah. humorous. I think it's so funny.
They go through so often.
Yeah, they just like run past the screen, like right. in a huddled group, like you would see out in the street. Like, right. it's just great. There's street buskers. There's a tuba player. There's obviously these street dancers, too. I feel like that's a component. They all end up dancing, but there's also separate street dancers. And mm-hmm. then there's just like friends hanging out.
Right. Yeah.
Very bustling city. There is on the set, too, like different shops. But one shop that really sticks out is the coffee shop, and it's called Crush Hour Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And this also makes me think of how he's working hard. He's staying energized and busy with work. You can see him drink from the cup of coffee and hand it to like a taxi cab driver while he's in the car. So I just feel like that's indicating that he's going to be hard at work.
Yeah, from he's now up on. And moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk a little bit more about the choreo of this song. So I found a really great review by Kirsty Bright on K-Pop Wise. And so I just really liked what she had to say about this choreo. So I'm just going to read her quote because I thought it was awesome. The video is full of serotonin with a punchy, well-choreographed dance routine choreographed by P Nation's BB Trippin, creator of the iconic That That by Psy featuring Suga of BTS. Fans will notice the dance breaks take subtle nods to Chicken Noodle Soup and Mic Drop, blending with the incredibly catchy chorus. So a couple things that, like, I was really happy to find confirmed who the choreographer was. Like, we were very interested in that because we, when watching the video, noticed, hey, that looks like Mic Drop. Hey, that kind of looks like Chicken Noodle Soup, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was cool to see that in writing somewhere that they did that intentionally. They were doing these nods. And to know that the choreographer was BB Trippin by P Nations. They just did an excellent job. And to also have another like soap P Nations parallel with him having also worked on that mm-hmm. thought was very, very cool.
Yeah. This is very validating and reassuring because we had seen some of those choreography parallels, especially the Mic Drop. I really saw that one because it's such a key part of the Mic Drop dance yeah. that they incorporated into this. So
yeah.
it is validating to know that there are those subtle nods that are there. Yeah. Crush also said that when he practiced the dance moves for Rush Hour, he practiced the chorus every single day for like 2 to 3 weeks, and J-Hope happened to master it in 30 minutes, which doesn't surprise us.
That's ridiculous.
Us, but yes, it's ridiculous. Like, we know how fantastic of a dancer he is, but just to hear it from someone he actually collaborated with and get to see it with his own eyes and experience it.
Right.
Like, Crush works so hard on the choreo, and then J-Hope comes in and is like, ah, easy peasy.
Right.
I got it now.
Wow. Super proud of J-Hope for just like his immense skill that he has to just walk in and pick it up like that. So overall, I feel like this song has really loose and fun choreography. And I feel like J-Hope is just super, super well suited for the choreo of this song. As much as the production is so him, the choreo is so him also.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he looked, I think another big reason why the Mic Drop choreo was so noticeable. In one moment, he was the only one dancing it. Like, he kind of had his own moment with everyone around him. But also, he looks way too natural doing it. Like, doing these, like, the move that's kind of like Chicken Noodle Soup, way too natural.
Right.
I mean, like he's been doing it forever. Like, it's easy. It's cake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, this choreo is just really, like, up his alley. And you mentioned, like, the trio, the dance trio choreo earlier. Love that.
Yeah.
Love every moment of it.
So when 3J ended up doing Megan Thee Stallion's verse in Butter, mm-hmm. and they did that choreography dance practice.
Yes.
I really got that similarity. But we also see like that trio too with J-Hope, Yoongi, and Taeyang and On.
Right.
I kind of thought about that too. I thought about that too. Verse.
Or some people were talking about that moment with when he's walking in Boy with Love, you Ooh. Know, in like the white outfit, like walking from like the light post room into like the other room. He yeah. kind of moves in that way too. So like there's just so much that just seems so naturally J-Hope.
Yeah. Just like right up his alley, very much his style. So yeah, seeing him dance in this music video is just like, wow. His dancing, obviously, I feel like he just is such a natural dancer. The way that his body moves is so impressive. Like he just really stands out. But you can see how he's really grooving to the music and he can really feel the song when he's dancing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, we got like, I feel like a special peek at it looking at the choreography video today, like really seeing how much he was moved by the music in that way.
Yeah. So the chorus choreo, it is pretty clean cut and straightforward. But during the bridge, and also the outro, we do get to see Crush and J-Hope get a bit more relaxed and fluid, a little bit more freestyle choreo. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to just see them play off of each other, just like their little gestures to one another, kind of mirroring and just having fun with it. But what I really love is at the end of the music video, you see J-Hope and Crush salute each other as J-Hope stumbles off of set. You know, it looks like he just kind of blows away off of set. And it made me think of just that their work here is done. And they're saluting each other like, we've done it. Our work here is done. Wishing each other well. But I couldn't help to also think that the salute is like, this is Crush's first comeback since military service.
Right.
And the salute is very much a military gesture that they do. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think I would have noticed the salute like at the end had you not pointed it out. Like, I don't know. I just hadn't noticed it. But totally. I totally think it's like a like job well done, like in the military. Like you're done with service now and you're just like back onto your career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a sign of respect too.
For sure. And they both did it in such a like playful, cool way to each other. Yeah. Also, we have to talk about just how fucking ridiculously good J-Hope looked in this video.
The visuals.
Oh my God.
Seeing him step out of the fog. No, it's like foggy smoke. Is it him stepping out of Arson?
Like literally.
Is this a continuum?
Right. Like he's stepping out of all of, yeah. I mean, I'm like, why is he stepping out of the smoke? Yeah. That could be the reason. He's wearing like all brown in this music video. No matter what outfit he's wearing this like beautiful like warm tone brown and he just looks stunning. Like man, like brown is a color he should wear more,
honestly.
Really?
It also reminded me of Jin's brown suit in Dynamite.
Yes.
And I'll never be over that. Mm-mm. That suit that Jin wore in Dynamite, like I was like, wow, Jin needs to wear brown, that is his color. I'm sure you can. That's my exact quote, probably.
Right. I remember saying Dynamite that at the time.
But seeing J-Hope in this brown, I'm like, damn, you should wear brown all the time. Like, he just, I don't know, it looks phenomenal on him. He looks breathtaking. But what's also so fun about J-Hope in the music video, too, is, like, he's not only sexy, but he's still being that kind of, like, really playful, like, kind of goofy faces that he'll make. So when all the people are behind him taking pictures, like paparazzis and fans, and he just makes this cute little like, okay, like, what am I supposed to do?
Just kind of silly shrugging face. His shoulders and going on. I feel like when he's sexy in this, I don't think he's necessarily trying to be sexy. I just think he's really cool and we find him really sexy.
It's the confidence.
Like, the confidence.
It's like the confidence and the way he looks so at ease and natural.
Yeah.
With 100%. Everything that he just shines.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's attractive.
So attractive. I'm just saying he kept it like really upbeat and lighthearted, I feel like, for this video. Like he wasn't trying to exude like the sex appeal.
Right.
It was still definitely there. I mean, these
not
screenshots.
Like the dance practice though, that's when he really starts
that's
to
a
play
different
the
level.
Sexy. Yeah. But he's doing some tongue slips. Yeah. He's like playing with his pant pockets. Like,
God.
Okay.
Mm. But yeah, I mean, I was just drooling over him in this music video for real.
He really had an entrance too.
Yes.
And I've seen ARMYs talking about how the rap line have now all featured on a song, and all three of them are in the music video, and all three of them have quite the entrance onto the set of the music video.
Epic entrances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Why did we not think of coming out of the smoke? Like J-Hope coming out of the
arson burning.
Yeah. Yes.
The fuck. Well, now you did. You thought about it. So
I'm glad I did.
Nice job. Yeah. Okay. Well, as far as this song overall, let's try to summarize our thoughts. I feel like overall, this is a pretty 50-50 even split collaboration. Like, the song is one verse each of them. They're both in the post-chorus. Even in the music video, I kind of expected the first time seeing it, after J-Hope finishing his verse, to him just kind of like not be there. Like, you know, that was very much what we got in Sexy New Kim. But no, he's there for, like, he has his own little dance continued, and then he's there for the rest of the song and dancing with Crush the whole time. And it was just really well married together.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he comes in and takes over, but he also doesn't kind of disappear into the background. And I feel like, again, very similar to Yoongi's role on That. Once Yoongi was there in That, he was there for the rest of the song. Yeah. And like, you felt his presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like J-Hope is doing the same thing.
He totally is. Yeah. I really felt the SOAP P Nation collabs were such wonderful collaborations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially being a part of the music video from their verse to the end shows like a lot of commitment to the collaboration.
I mean, Crush saying like J-Hope willingly participated in the music video. Like for J-Hope, he's like, of course I'm going to do this. I want to do this. Yeah. And it's just building such a positive relationship between BTS and P Nation. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really hoping for more P Nation collabs in the future. Like, I absolutely loved Yoongi's collab with Psy. This is an amazing collab with Crush. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that the members of BTS can definitely like create a good synergy between their group and the company.
I agree. And I do think J-Hope contributed so much to this song in the best possible ways. He really brings the funk and soul into his rap and choreo, which balances perfectly with Crush's more R&B and hip hop style.
For sure. Yeah. What a great balance. What a great track.
Right?
Yeah. We love
it. We're so lucky lately.
Oh my gosh.
With these single collabs.
Really though. Yeah. I mean, we really didn't have expectations for anything like that. And when I feel like we just finished talking about Sexy New Kim, and then all of a sudden here's Rush Hour. And I was so surprised. And
I was too
enthused. Yeah. Yeah. Also this past week, it became fall. It was the first day of fall.
Yeah.
And this is a season that you and I both really love. Mm-hmm. And so we really wanted to like honor the beginning of the season. And we decided to put together a short playlist of songs that are just perfect for the fall vibe. So if you already have like a playlist going, or like a playlist you kind of shuffle songs in and out of, then these would be like 10 great songs to just add in, you know, anywhere if you listen to music in that way. But if you want to try it out, we also ordered them in a way like 10 songs that we feel like they would fit well in this order from first to last.
Yeah. So when you came to me with this idea, Kayla, you were really thinking like the sweater weather, chilly,
cozy,
the breeze, the leaves falling,
candlelit,
very peaceful fall.
That's my fall.
Oh yeah, I love that fall too. I'm here for that fall, but for some reason I went to like spooky season.
Yeah,
you know, I'm thinking like Halloween full moons, like blood orange full moons,
right?
You know, creepy clouds coming out. Like that's where my mind went for some reason.
Yeah.
And so for this playlist, we decided to try to create the perfect blend of like the spooky but also the very relaxing, you know, sweater weather like music.
And I feel like we've done it. So
I think we have.
Let's just dive in. Let's talk to them about it. So the first song on this playlist is Moving On. And we picked Moving On because we wanted to ease us into the playlist, but we also wanted to kind of lyrically feel that movement between seasons, between summer into fall. And fall is such a time of change. in the world. And, you know, a lot of people are either going back to school or, you know, you're dealing with different seasons in life at this time of year. We're getting into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. So moving on and dealing with change is a big thing right now at this time of year. So I had to start the playlist with that song.
And it has that more relaxed feel.
Right.
You know, it is very, very chill. Mm-hmm. When I think of Namjoon's rap right at the very beginning, it's just like, it's not super harsh. He's not really spitting, but like he's telling a story.
Right.
And I just feel like that narrative is just very peaceful.
Yeah. And even the vocal line choruses and like bridges, they don't really get like up there. There's not like a huge build to the song. So it really does kind of ease you into the playlist, ease you into the weather.
So the next song on the album is Coffee. And this felt like the obvious choice.
Had to be.
Yeah, this really is like ultimate, like you have a hot cup of chocolate or a hot cup of like chai tea or something like that.
Or coffee. Fat mug of coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? I didn't even mention coffee.
You went to every other hot beverage.
That's so funny. But that's really what this song, you know, it really brings that. And so I think it's perfect to listen to in the fall.
Yeah. And enjoy that, you know, that pumpkin spice latte or chai tea latte, you know, just like in the fall weather, you know, nice, like, you know, the fall sun is like such a kind of muted, it's almost like a permanent afternoon sun, you know, and so it just hits so nice. Even if it's like 10 a.m., it's like, wow, gorgeous, golden, you know,
yeah,
just imagine that while listening to this song.
Yes, that's it.
The third song is Soul from Mono, from RM's Mono playlist. And I remember when he put out Mono, he put it out in the fall and he intended for the music to go along with the fall season. So really so many of those songs could work with this season. And maybe it's because this is the first song on the playlist that's why it comes to mind for me. Mm-hmm. But when I think fall, especially like driving around in my car in the fall, this song, Soul, has to be playing. Like, it just feels like it's for that moment and for this time.
Mm-hmm. Again, a very mellow and relaxed song. Were you saying, like, talking about how Mono came out right around fall time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's something that Namjoon really wanted from Mono in this album. And I do think that you feel a lot of the autumn feels with Soul.
Yeah.
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 So the next song we put on here is Go Go. And we had to really think about how we were going to do this transition into Go Go, because I just feel like Soul to Go Go is kind of a big jump.
It sounds like a big jump on paper.
Yeah.
But the two songs together, I feel like they work really well.
They both have this like flute. So the two songs really blend together perfectly. Like they go one into another because they have that in common. Mm-hmm. Just that same instrument that you hear with both.
Right.
But the reason I really needed Go-Go is because I think of the iconic dance practice video that we have BTS as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And of course, Taeyang is Snow White.
Yes.
But I just think like this is a good part of the playlist where we can start going from that like more autumn weather, just like the chill, relax, you know, cup of coffee, candle, into like more spooky season I imagine Go-Go as like you're getting ready for Halloween or just a lot of the social activities that take place during the fall, like going on hay rides, going to bonfires, apple picking, you know, those kinds of festivities that everyone is really looking forward to because it's just so enjoyable.
Right.
And Go-Go is such a fun song to like be with a group of people. And I just feel like it highlights just the fun that can come with fall activities.
Yeah. I love that your mind went right to the iconic dance practice, like really the most amazing. And so I love that you thought about that Go-Go connection. I think it's great. Like, let's get up and going in fall, you know, like we're chilling a little bit, but like there's still so many fun, amazing fall activities.
Yeah.
So the next song on our playlist is Strange. And we went with Strange. This is from D2, of course. And you know, we're kind of continuing that darker vibe a little, getting into a little bit of spookiness. Like this song sounds a little spooky to us. But you were mentioning like fall activities and, you know, like thinking about like a bonfire, I think would be a really great place where a conversation like the one that happens with Namjoon and Yoongi and Strange could take place. Yeah. Like at nighttime, it's dark out. Like what better time to talk about like the world's problems than like a bonfire with your friends in the fall,
right?
Like trying to stay warm with like some beer or like spiked cider or something, you know?
Yeah, like hot spiked cider,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Cozied up by the bonfire, but also, you know, I just feel that Strange also because it has that. I don't know if it's a xylophone. I'm sure we talked about it in our D2 review, but it, you know, it's that very, it's that struck, that instrument that's just struck. And there's such individual notes that it comes off a little spooky.
Yeah. It gives you a little suspense.
Yeah. So I just picture all of those activities happening at night where, you know, you might be feeling a little bit of that suspense with the cool breeze, you know, going past on the back of your neck.
Oh my gosh, this is such a cool breeze style song. Yeah, like you almost feel it just from listening to it. Yeah. I also think you bring up like that xylophone or whatever is in the background of Strange, and it really leads into the next song too.
Yeah, so our next song is Pandora's Box, which also has that, you know, I don't know.
Like a piano in Pandora's Box, but like it gives that same feel of like this like suspense.
It's very staccato, right? And so it puts you on edge.
Right. It's very being chased by Michael Myers.
It is.
Like totally.
Yeah. It is horror movie.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just feel that with Jack in the Box, that whole theme too of it being a little creepy and scary, and that jump scare too.
Right. Of the Jack in the Box popping out.
Yeah. And Pandora's Box too at the very end, J-Hope really gets intense with J to the Hope.
Jump to the Hema, Jack in the box.
Yeah.
Which is like super, I mean, that's your jump scare right there, or like that's the excitement of like a haunted house. Also, the really deep bass line that we talked about kind of like slides back and forth in this song, like gives a super dark feel to the song also.
Totally.
Yeah. The one after Pandora's Box, kind of moving us still in the darker theme, but moving us from like the heavier rap into a more rap singing combo with Black Swan, the amazing, beautiful Black Swan.
Yes.
I mean, I think it still fits the Halloween-y vibe of like dressing up with like, do your thing with me now. But it also like, it has like this certain passion in the song that I think really fits this time of year. And it kind of like having that darker theme fits this time of year too.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, it's, I think Black Swan is perfect for a fall playlist. Yeah, it really suits it.
Yeah.
So after Black Swan, we have the song that absolutely had to be on this playlist.
This was the first song that I was like, I don't know what we're doing with this, but this song has to be there.
And yeah, I couldn't question it at all. I was like, hands down, absolutely. Is Autumn Leaves.
Yes.
I mean, duh.
Yes.
But not only because of the song title, but also just the way that the song plays out. So this seems to be getting us back more into those relaxed, you know, like I think of like acoustic music that you tend to listen to in the fall too. But just that more relaxed kind of style of music. And so we have Autumn Leaves here because it starts to bring us back. But what it has in common with Black Swan is more of that, not really EDM, but like electronic type pop that carries over from that we see in Black Swan.
Yeah.
That can carry over into Autumn Leaves where we get back into more of a vocal line heavy song too.
Yeah. But Autumn Leaves has a little bit more brightness than Black Swan. So that's what helps us kind of bring us back into like the golden hour of fall lighting, you know, like I really get that in my mind's eye when I'm listening to this song, you know, for sure. Definitely balances well with Black Swan. But I love the brightness that it brings.
It brings us into.
After Autumn Leaves, we chose Love Is Not Over. Because we just feel like these two songs like go hand in hand. Like it's hard to have one without the other, and they balance each other so well.
And also just lyrically, like Autumn Leaves really is like about, you know, the leaves falling off of a tree, talking about the change of season, but also talking about like the
paralleling
change
that
of
with
like
love.
Relationships. And then we have Love Is Not Over, like being a little bit more hopeful.
Right.
But both songs are so passionate. Right. They're so, so passionate.
Right. And as we're kind of getting to the end of this playlist, you know, you could also be getting to the end of fall and like it's not all over just because all the leaves are falling off the tree. Like, mm-hmm. you know, life isn't over. The world isn't over. Like, things are going to continue. Love is not over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which leads us perfectly into our last song that ends us on a very hopeful note, which is Life Goes On.
Mm.
This is a wonderful song to listen to in the fall. I think, with all the change that's going on with the seasons changing and lifestyles and events kind of changing around this time of year, went from like super summer, outdoor, sun all the time, you know, preparing, getting into winter.
Right.
I think this is a great message, but also just a gorgeous song to mm-hmm. listen to in the fall.
Yeah, for sure. It just has such a fall atmosphere to mm-hmm. it. And we intentionally started with Moving On and ended with Life Goes On.
Yes.
We just felt like that. We love the full circle. We love a full circle.
We do.
And so now if you enjoyed like the 10 songs on this playlist, you could just loop it and enjoy all of them and have like a wide range of like chill and spooky, but blended together so well. The mm-hmm. songs flowing one to a next.
Yeah.
It was really fun to conceptualize some fall style BTS songs with you this week, Bethany.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I hope that Iconics enjoyed it too, because you know, it's been a while since we've been making a playlist with each other. So,
and we really had to go through a lot of BTS songs and discography because they actually have a fair amount of fall songs that just fit the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we really enjoyed doing this. We hope that you Iconics enjoyed it as well. And we hope that you liked what we had to say about Crush and Rush Hour featuring J-Hope. Please let us know if you had any contributing notes or, you know, any other thoughts that came to mind about that collaboration, the music video, the song. Like, DM us or tweet at us or whatever, comment on our post about this episode, because we'd love to hear your thoughts.
We always love to hear your
thoughts. Or you could always come to the next Iconic Hangout and share your thoughts there and with all of the other amazing Iconics who come. Like, it's seriously the best day of the whole month.
It's always so fun.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
We want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics: Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Emily, Madison, Holly, and Sophia. Thank you guys so much for all of your love and support. We appreciate it so much. And if you enjoyed this episode, like I said, please reach out to us, let us know, write a review. And then, of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.